Title: California Court of Appeal Provides Guidance and Creates a Split on Critical PEGA Issues. Content: On November 30, 2021, the Court of Appeal, First Appellate District, issued an important opinion in Moniz v. Adecco USA Incorporated, _Cal. App. 5th_2021, which will impact employers facing PEGA lawsuits. Moniz clarified several critical issues employers routinely face in PEGA litigation. First, departing from Tarayeta v. Lyft, Inc., 69 Cal. App. 5th 955, 2021, Moniz held that a deputized aggrieved employee challenging a PEGA settlement has appellate standing to challenge another PEGA settlement that would wipe out their ability to pursue a PEGA claim. This may affect all employers facing more than one PEGA lawsuit at a time. Second, Moniz held that claims are validly released if they relate to the same primary right as the claims listed in the PEGA letter that the aggrieved employee sends to the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency, the LWDA. Finally, Moniz provided guidelines to assess whether a trial court should approve a PEGA settlement. Because Moniz departs from Tarayeta, until there is clarity from the California Supreme Court, there will be a split in authority on this appellate standing issue, creating risk for employers settling in the face of multiple PEGA suits. Background of Tarayeta v. Lyft in September 2021. The California Court of Appeal for the Second Appellate District held in Tarayeta that a PEGA representative did not have appellate standing to challenge a PEGA settlement in a similar lawsuit that would effectively wipe out the PEGA case. Tarayeta explained that a PEGA representative does not possess a personal interest in the settlement of another PEGA representative's related claim. Accordingly, without an affected individual claim, the PEGA representative does not have standing to move to vacate or appeal the judgment of the other PEGA representative's claim. Background of Moniz v. Adecco USA Incorporated. 2 months after Tarayeta, a different court heard the Moniz case. On February 1, 2017, the plaintiff in Moniz filed a PEGA notice with the LWDA raising various allegations that Adecco violated the labor code based on the company's allegedly problematic employment agreement. The following week, Paula Correa filed another PEGA notice against Adecco, also raising labor code claims regarding the company's employment agreement. Correa sought to intervene in Moniz while the case was pending in the trial court. The trial court denied Correa's motion to intervene. After some motion practice, Moniz settled in September 2019. The LWDA and Correa both objected to the settlement. The trial court rejected the LWDA's and Correa's arguments, and ultimately approved the settlement in November 2019 and entered judgment in February 2020. Correa moved for a new trial and sought to vacate the Moniz settlement once again. The trial court denied both requests. On April 17, 2020, Correa filed a notice of appeal from the trial court's orders denying her various post-trial motions. Moniz strays from Tarayeta on the PEGA appellate standing issue. Moniz explicitly rejected Tarayeta's conclusion, thus creating a split in authority between appellate districts. The court in Moniz reasoned that a PEGA representative serves as a proxy for the state and is enabled to prosecute labor code violations for the state. The court then held that because a PEGA representative is serving as a representative for the state, the representative has standing to appeal so that the representative can be an effective advocate for the state. Thus, Correa's interest in advocating for the state in the representative PEGA lawsuit was sufficient to confer appellate standing. Release of claims not listed in PEGA notice before filing a PEGA suit. A PEGA representative must file a notice with the LWDA identifying the facts and theories supporting the PEGA suit. Correa further argued that the settlement in Moniz was invalid because it encompassed a release of claims that were not listed in Moniz's PEGA notice. The court rejected this argument. It noted that the purpose of providing the LWDA with notice before a suit is filed is to allow the LWDA and the employer aware of the alleged violations so that each may respond in an informed manner. The court explained that a PEGA notice need not include every claim that a PEGA representative releases. The court reasoned that residential judicata would prevent a future PEGA.